This is St. Louis Public Radio. 6 years after Congress passed the Affordable Care Act, there are still about 173,000 uninsured adults in Missouri who could have been covered if the state legislature had voted to expand Medicaid. Many people who are uninsured turn to publicly funded health clinics for care, where they can see a doctor for a small fee. As St. Louis Public Radio's Dury Buscarin reports, a big gap remains in the system, despite efforts to expand coverage.
A half dozen people sit in the waiting room at any given time here at Affinia Healthcare in South St. Louis. Two parents coo over a new baby, while a group of older patients chat along the back wall. 53-year-old Keith Carter sits alone. His gray polo shirt and badge tell me he just came from work.
I'm a carrier. I drive for a living.
Because he's an independent contractor, Carter doesn't have health insurance through his job. But he's diabetic, so he needs to stay on top of his medications and doctor's appointments to avoid an emergency.
Inside is just breaking down like sawdust.
Do you worry about having another emergency?
Every day.
Carter lives in St. Louis, so he can use the temporary Gateway to Better Health program, which covers his preventive care. But if he's ever admitted into a hospital, he'll probably have to pay out of pocket. Also in the waiting room is 52-year-old Mona Bryant, who found herself in a similar situation last year, uninsured and living with diabetes.
A year back and I was supposed to go on insulin, but I couldn't afford the insulin.
She says she was paying more than $100 a month.
So I just had to take the sugar pills and hope my sugar paying out okay. You just got to be careful and mindful of your condition.
About 100,000 Missourians are in this income gap, according to an analysis by the Kaiser Family Foundation. They're often working, and they make too much to qualify for the state's Medicaid program, but too little to get a subsidy to buy coverage on healthcare.gov. They make up more than half of the people who would have been covered if the state expanded Medicaid. Angela Shufflebein, a nurse practitioner at another Affinia location, says folks in this gap make up a big part of who she sees on a daily basis.
So my patient, who I will call Kay, 50-year-old woman with terrible asthma. She's never smoked. She just has terrible lungs. And so now she's oxygen dependent, and that costs a lot of money because she's uninsured. She decides regularly what kind of food she's going to get based on if she needs her inhalers that month. Some months she does without her oxygen, which she really needs. But she has to choose not to have it sometimes because she has to pay her rent.
Shufflebein sees another patient who started having seizures and might lose her job because she's missed too many days at work, but can't afford to see a neurologist or take medication.
There's a very good chance she's going to end up in a shelter. She's never been in one before. But this is the face of people who are in shelters now, is one health crisis away from being homeless. And if she had insurance, that would not be the case.
These patients would get insurance if Missouri's state legislature votes to accept federal funds to expand Medicaid, something legislators have voted against 4 years in a row. During a debate in the State House in March, House Budget Chair Tom Flanagan, a Republican, stood firm against adding people to the state's Medicaid program, which already covers about 1 million adults and children and costs about $8 billion a year.
It's a big lug on our budget. It prevents us from doing a lot of good work in this body, and I too will oppose any increase in Medicaid.
Democrats argued that legislators had a moral obligation to accept federal money and expand the program, but were outvoted by Republicans, 37 to 109. Meanwhile, Shufflebein says publicly funded clinics like Affinia will continue to pick up the slack. I asked her if she thinks it's working.
It's not working. I mean, it's very easy to look at a Band-Aid and say nothing's profusely bleeding, but that ignores the big problems behind it.
Not just for people in the Medicaid gap, but for those who are uninsured for other reasons, such as being undocumented or not knowing they qualify for coverage. I'm Dury Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.